Disgrace, Trump dismisses China's anti-US, Europe propaganda attacks. By Simon Kent on May 21, 2020. China's increasingly strident propaganda attacks on the US and Europe are a disgrace, President Donald Trump said late Wednesday, adding the campaign comes from the top. China's foreign ministry spokesman, Zhao Lijian, speaks stupidly on behalf of China, trying desperately to deflect the pain and carnage that their country spread throughout the world. Its disinformation and propaganda attack on the United States and Europe is a disgrace, Trump said on Twitter. He then pointed to the very top of the Chinese Communist Party in general and dictator Xi Jinping in particular, saying the anti-Western rhetoric all comes from the top. They could have easily stopped the plague, but they didn't. China is on a massive disinformation campaign because they are desperate to have sleepy Joe Biden win the presidential race so they can continue to rip off the United States, as they have done for decades, until I came along, he added. Trump has never backed away from challenging Chinese officials for trying to shift blame for the coronavirus pandemic that started in the southern China city of Wuhan late last year. Beijing's response is to plead it did nothing wrong in handling the virus, which has now spread to become a deadly global problem. Earlier in the day, the president blasted an unnamed official from the communist government for comments on the pandemic. Some wacko in China just released a statement blaming everybody other than China for the virus, which has now killed hundreds of thousands of people, Trump wrote on Twitter on Wednesday morning, as Breitbart News reported. Please explain to this dope that it was the incompetence of China, and nothing else, that did this mass worldwide killing, Trump wrote. As Breitbart News reported, Beijing systematically prevented awareness of contagious disease control in the early days of the Wuhan outbreak, but is now promising to invest $2 billion in Chinese coronavirus response in the next 2 years and offer the world free access to a Chinese-made anti-coronavirus vaccine once it is developed. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.